Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Artificial Intelligence and Frontier Technologies podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, September 4th, 2025, and we have a great mix of artificial intelligence and frontier technologies headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Holiday shoppers to spend 6% more this season. Use AI for inspiration and quality deals. Holiday shoppers are expected to spend at least 6% more this season, with an average of $1,077 per household, according to Simon Kucher's 7th Annual Holiday Shopping Report. Consumers are prioritizing quality and value over price, with discounts of up to 40% being common. 66% of shoppers starting early favor sales events like Black Friday. AI is becoming mainstream, with 54% using it for shopping support. Tariffs are expected to impact 44% of shoppers, with 45% preferring debit cards for payment. Amazon remains dominant, while social media platforms are gaining traction for browsing. Simon Kucher's report provides valuable insights for retailers and consumer brands to drive profit and growth.
Brook.ai empowers rural clinics to improve HEDIS scores with remote care innovation. Brook.ai is empowering rural clinics to improve HEDIS scores with their comprehensive remote care platform. By combining remote patient monitoring technology with dedicated care teams, Brook.ai helps healthcare providers in rural areas consistently hit crucial quality measures and secure incentive payments. The platform goes beyond traditional remote monitoring by integrating AI-powered patient engagement with human care coordination to ensure patients receive preventive care, complete necessary screenings, and maintain medication adherence. This is particularly valuable for rural providers participating in value-based care models, as seen with University of Buffalo medical doctors' experience. Brook.ai's platform has been instrumental in maintaining audit-ready HEDIS compliance and closing care gaps, ultimately lightening the administrative load on clinical teams and improving patient care.
Tech media breaks: why wearable devices lilted WLDS is one to watch. Wearable devices lilted ULDS is a technology company leading the way in human-computer interaction with AI-powered neural input wearables. Their Mudra wrist-worn technology allows touchless, gesture-based control of digital devices through subtle finger and hand movements. The company's vision is to decode the human body for context-aware AI-powered technology. Wearable Devices offers consumer products like the Mudra Band and Mudra Link for touch-free control of digital devices. With a dual-channel model of direct-to-consumer sales and enterprise collaborations, Wearable Devices is shaping the future of seamless user experiences in tech markets. Their ordinary shares and warrants trade on the NASDAQ Capital Market under symbols WLDS and WLDSW. 10 signs you're working with a CEO who truly gets marketing. A marketing-minded CEO is the difference between random acts of marketing and a predictable revenue engine. This article shares 10 signs you're working for a leader who values marketing, from putting marketing in the room where strategic decisions are made to acting as a brand evangelist. It also explores how leadership commitment impacts brand strength, lead generation, and ROI at RIAs, fintechs, and other financial services firms. Marketing isn't just a nice to have, it's the growth engine of a business. CEOs who invest in brand, care about outcomes, fund marketing early, and value consistency over campaign of the month syndrome are setting their firms up for success. They understand the significance of metrics like CSAC and LTV, celebrate marketing wins publicly, and act as brand evangelists. Working for a CEO who truly gets marketing can lead to personal growth, satisfaction, and business success. Colivor to share high-density cooling solutions at YADA 2025 Innovate Arena. Colivor, a high-density colocation data center provider, will be presenting at the Innovate Arena during YADA 2025 in Las Vegas, NV. Representing Colivor in the cool IT category will be Tomek Makowiak, VP of Product and Business Development, showcasing the company's advanced platforms and cooling solutions for AI and HPC innovation. The event, modeled after Shark Tank, features rapid-fire pitches from leading companies with awards determined by expert judges and audience votes. Colivor's presentation, Building the Backbone of AI, will take place on Monday, September 8, 2025, at the MGM Grand. To learn more about Colivor, visit their website.
Quantica Infrastructure CEO John Chesser to speak at Data Cloud USA 2025. Quantica Infrastructure CEO John Chesser will be speaking at Data Cloud USA 2025, where the company is a silver sponsor. The event, taking place in Austin, Texas, on September 6-17, 2025, will bring together leaders from the digital infrastructure and energy industries. Chesser will participate in a panel discussing technologies supporting resilient operations, the impact of AI on backup power, advances in battery storage, and microgrid solutions. The panel, titled Solving the Energy Trilemma, Availability, Affordability, and Stability, will address key issues in the industry. For more information and to register for the event, visit the Data Cloud USA website. Investor news breaks. A2Z Customate Solutions Corp., NASDAQ AZ, announces $55 million smart cart purchase order with Yokonanov. A2Z Customate Solutions Corp., listed on NASDAQ as AZ, has secured a $55 million purchase order with Israeli supermarket chain M. Yokonanov & Sons, 1988 Limited, for 5,000 Customate 3.0 smart shopping carts. This agreement includes upfront payment, monthly fees per cart for at least 60 months, and a data, retail media, and digital services partnership. Deployment has already begun and will continue monthly through 2026, with up to 250 units in large stores and 100 in medium-sized locations. A2Z will repurchase Yokonanov's existing Gen 2.5 carts for $7 million as the new fleet rolls out, creating recurring revenue and enhancing customer experience. For more information on A2Z Customate Solutions Corp., visit customate.com.
Investor news breaks. Beeline Holdings, Inc., BLNE, achieves debt-free status ahead of schedule. Beeline Holdings, Inc., has achieved debt-free status ahead of schedule. The digital mortgage platform paid down all outstanding debt, excluding warehouse lines, clearing all notes payable, and secured credit facilities. Starting 2025 with over $7 million in debt, Beeline now focuses on growth and innovation with a strengthened balance sheet. The company anticipates reaching cash flow positive operations by Q1 2026. Beeline Holdings, headquartered in Providence, Rhode Island, is revolutionizing property financing through its AI-powered platform, offering a faster, smarter path to home loans for primary residences and investment properties. Biomed news breaks. 51 Labs, Inc. OTC subsidiary publishes landmark primer on oncology real-world evidence. 51 Labs, OTC subsidiary, 51 AI Labs, has released a groundbreaking primer on transportability methods in oncology real-world evidence in the Journal of Comparative Effectiveness Research. Co-authored by CTO Alan Gupta and CEO Paul Arora, the paper demonstrates how advanced statistical and AI-driven frameworks can fill data gaps, hasten health technology assessments, and enhance global access to life-saving treatments. With the oncology RWE market expected to grow from $789 million in 2024 to $3.51 billion by 2035 at a CAGR of 14.7%, this publication highlights 51 Labs' leadership in advancing drug repurposing and treatment access, particularly in rare diseases and underserved regions.
AI news break: Safe Group Inc., NESP AI, subsidiary wins drone services contracts with Florida utilities. SafePro Group Inc., SPI, announced that subsidiary Airborne Response has secured two drone services contracts with Florida power utilities. The agreements involve disaster response imagery for assessing storm damage to power grid infrastructure and blue sky condition assessments, with NOAA predicting a 60% chance of above-average Atlantic storm activity in 2025, Airborne Response's Florida-compliant drone fleet is well-positioned to support utilities in maintaining reliable power. The company aims to expand its role as a leading provider of infrastructure inspection, monitoring, and emergency response services.
New research provides insights on employees being replaced by AI. New research indicates that AI is replacing entry-level employees in jobs that can be handled by generative AI systems. This study suggests that as technologies like quantum computing advance, more jobs are likely to be affected. Companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. are at the forefront of these developments. For more information on D-Wave Quantum Inc., visit their newsroom online. ANewsWire is a specialized platform focusing on AI advancements, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications. To stay updated, text AI to 888-224-192 for SMS alerts. For more details, visit w.ainewswire.com. Investor News Breaks, Izotropic Corporation, CEO IZOZF, 1R3 CEO, featured on IBN's BioMedWire podcast. Izotropic Corporation, a medical device company developing the IZOVIEW breast CT imaging system, was featured on IBN's BioMedWire podcast. CEO Robert Thass discussed the company's mission to improve early breast cancer detection, highlighting IZOVIEW's ability to identify cancers as small as 2 millimeters. Thass also outlined Izotropic's intellectual property portfolio, AI-driven advancements, competitive outlook, and commercialization strategy in Europe and the U.S. The company could be a takeover target as demand for innovative breast imaging solutions grows. For more information, visit Izotropic Corporation's website at izocorp.com and review its profile on SEDAR at sedarplus.ca.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Artificial Intelligence and Frontier Technologies podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.